Hey, Zach here, and before we dive into this week's episode, I wanted to let you know that you can actually grab the recordings of our most recent Facebook and Instagram ads for List Building Bootcamp for just $25. Now, in January of 2024, we hosted a 5-day live training where we walked our clients through step-by-step how to set up ads that grow their email list every single day so that they're always growing their business, always growing their audience, and always having new people to make offers to. Now, what's really great about this bootcamp is we have literally dozens of client results from it, and you can get the recordings of that most recent one from January of 2024 for just $25. All you have to do is head to theadsbootcamp.com. Again, that's theadsbootcamp.com. And you're going to learn step by step through how people were able to grow their list. We have incredible results like Zita, who added 67 leads to her list in just 5 days at $1.80 a piece, or Nora Jean, who added 62 leads for $1.12 in those 5 days. We have Brenda, who added over 500 people to her list over the course of a week, under 50 cents a piece. Heather Lalonde, who did over 200 leads at 50 cents a piece. Amy Hughes, who added over 300 leads in a week. I mean, the list goes on. And those are just our January testimonials. We have even more than that, plus testimonials from the last 7 times we've done this, and we would love to have you in next. So if you head over to theadsbootcamp.com, you can grab the recordings for just $25. It'll walk you step by step through growing your list, and in less than 5 days, you could have tons of new leads pouring into your list every day, semi-automated with Facebook advertising. So check it out, and let's get into this week's episode. This is Not Your Average Online Marketing Podcast, episode number 78. And in this episode, we're talking about growth. Specifically, what should you be growing next? We've talked to a lot of our members inside our membership and realized that a lot of people often want to know, where do I go now? So if you've been growing your business or trying to grow your business and you want to know kind of what your next step should be based on what you have in front of you, this episode is for you, so stay tuned. Hey, not so average marketer. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. I'm so excited to talk to you today because I met with my team and I kind of talked to them because I was feeling like, honestly, a little creatively short on ideas. We've got some cool ideas for shows coming up, but you know, this week's show, I was like, it was just kind of like a big blank. And I was like, what do we work on? And I talked to my team and I said, what are people asking about, you know, in our membership a lot, right? I answer a lot of questions in there, but my team really supports me. And I was like, what can we really touch on that people are asking about? And what they told me was a lot of people say, Zach, I've got this, or, you know, I've created this thing. I've got this result, but kind of what do I work on next? And so I kind of created this idea. It's nothing fancy, but I call it growth stacking. And really it's understanding how things stack together to create consistent growth in your business, okay? So if you're like not sure what to work on next, if you created an offer or you've tried to launch an offer and maybe it flopped or maybe it didn't, and you're kind of like, where do I go now? That's what I want to talk about today. Now, I do want to mention that growth stacking, I haven't even Googled it. It could already be a name for something else, but it's just what I'm going to refer to it throughout this episode because I think it really kind of encapsulates as a concept what it is I'm trying to communicate. So the first thing I want to talk about is that when I look at growing my business or even growing as a whole, there's only 4 things that I really focus on, okay? And that is, number one, growing an audience. I'm always trying to grow my audience, and I'm really doing that 24/7. So when I start to see things get slow, or I feel like I'm not seeing the sales or the growth that I want to see, I always ask myself, is my audience growing? The second thing I'm always thinking about is, am I making offers? I talk to a lot of entrepreneurs who say, you know, I'm not really seeing sales. And I ask them, like, when's the last time you asked for the sale, right? When's the last time you made an offer? And it doesn't have to be aggressive. It doesn't have to be every day. But if you're not actively asking for sales, you're not going to actively make sales. And so I always want to make sure that I'm asking for the sale. Once I'm clear that I'm like growing my audience and I'm asking for sales, can I automate the process anywhere? Automation is huge in our business. We automate a lot of different things. If you're not automating, you have to always be on. And so we automate through Facebook ads, we automate through email marketing, you know, you can automate through funnels, you can automate through video, but are you automating the process? And then finally, are we optimizing and scaling? And optimizing and scaling is such a broad thing to say, I know, but really what I'm saying when I say optimize and scale is, am I making all those previous three things better? Am I growing my audience more efficiently, right? Are there places that I can work on growing my audience more efficiently? Are there places that I can work on making my offers more efficient? Are there places that I can work on automating more efficiently, right? Optimization is really for me, and I say optimization because that's the word that stands out in our space, but really optimization is also about efficiency. Am I being efficient where I need to be efficient? And then scaling, once you have something that works, scaling is really, in this scenario, doing more of what works, right? Doing more of what is actually working to get the result that you want to get. So I kind of mentioned at the beginning of this episode that I would talk to you about, like, where do you go next, right? And I'm going to come back to these four things all throughout because really, to me, I always want to be working on one of these things. My next step is always to be working on one of these things, right? So the first place you could be in your business is that you don't have a big audience or you feel like your audience might be stale, right? And so that comes back to the first thing. We want to grow an audience. And so what I do first, if you feel like, hey, I don't have an audience or my audience is stale, or maybe people aren't opening your emails, or you feel like, you know, another thing we see a lot in our space is people say like, oh, I grew this list to, you know, a couple hundred people, but I haven't emailed in a year, right? And that's okay, no judgment. But if that's where you're at, then you want to start with growing the audience. And there's a few different things that you can do in the audience growth phase. And the first thing is organic marketing, right? I'm not a huge organic marketer, so I won't do a whole podcast episode where I sit here and pretend to be like, here's the best Instagram strategy you can use, right? We're always experimenting. We're always having fun. We're doing an experiment over on Instagram right now. I'm at Zach Spuckler if you want to check it out. But you want to do organic marketing is a great place to start, right? I'm a huge advocate for advertising, which I'll talk about in a second. But if you're like, I'm just getting started, I don't want to throw a ton of money into this yet, organic marketing is a great place to start. And when I say organic marketing, I'm talking Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Pinterest, anything where you can use social media to grow your business without having to pay, right? Second thing is you want to be creating consistent content. So a lot of people are really great at social media, and I envy people when I see them on social media because I'm like, they're crushing it. Their social media is so good. They're growing, but they forget that they need to curate and create regular content. And I'm not just talking about social media content. I'm talking about having a blog, a podcast, a YouTube channel. You don't have to do anything crazy, but you do need something that you can email that lists that you're growing to keep them engaged. If there's nothing engaging your audience, what you're going to find is that they don't stay engaged, right? So you remember I mentioned earlier that I talked to a lot of people who have a list, but they haven't emailed them in a long time. That's not a great place to be. We don't want to be in a position where our list isn't hearing from us. And so we don't just want to randomly email for no reason either, right? And so for me, I find that creating consistent content for us, it's this podcast, gives me a solid reason to email my audience. And then once you're creating, you know, your organic content and you're creating your, or I should say social media content, plus you're creating your own content consistently, then you want to nurture that audience. It's important that you make sure you're emailing your list on a regular basis and nurturing them. Because if you don't send them regular content, whether it be free, paid, I recommend a combination of both, then what you're going to find is people just stop opening the emails, they forget who you are, and you're not going to see progress. Now, the last thing that I'll say about if you're kind of at this part where you're like, I don't have an audience or I don't have an engaged audience is I'm a huge fan of lead generation ads. And we have ads running every single day to grow our email list. Our email list is consistently growing. The only exception is when we clean it, sometimes we lose some people and it dips down a little bit, but we are consistently growing our email list. Every single day, through Facebook advertising. And the reason I like to do that is because, number one, I don't have to create content, right? I don't have to be on social media. And if I am, it's just like gravy. It's just icing on the cake. But if you want to grow your list every single day, regardless of like the circumstance, like whatever you have going on, whatever you need to work on, you really should consider running lead generation ads. And I've done some episodes on this on the podcast, but the biggest thing is, if you want to learn how to run ads to like grow your audience, if you feel like you have a stale audience, or you don't have enough people in your audience, or you feel like when you make an offer, you know, you're not getting enough people clicking to the sales page, audience is where to focus. And you can go to theadsbootcamp.com. I have a $25 lead generation training. We recorded it in January of 2024, so it's super current. And it's literally a 5-day recording of a challenge that we did that shows you exactly how to grow your email list with Facebook advertising. So if you are like, I know I want to grow my audience, but like my Instagram isn't great, or my Pinterest isn't working, and I'm like doing the blog and I'm doing the podcast, but no one's seeing it, or people aren't opening my email, consider checking that out. It's $25 and I know it will help you out. Okay. So let's get into the next thing. If you feel like you have this audience, or your audience is growing consistently, the next thing that you want to do in the process is engage them and make offers based on feedback, right? So I said this earlier, but I'm going to keep coming back to those original four things: grow an audience, make offers, automate, optimize, and scale. So if you have the audience, but you're not generating revenue, you've got to figure out what they want. And I tell people the easiest way to figure out what your audience wants is to get feedback. Ask what they want. Shoot an email. Hey, what are you guys working on? Now, I will say, don't send an email that says, what should I make for you? People don't respond well to that. But you could send an email that says, hey, I'm creating some really great podcast, blog, YouTube, whatever you like to create content. And I'd love to hear from you about where you're stuck, what you're working on, what you'd like to see from me. Hit reply and let me know, right? That can be really effective. Now, you have to kind of read between the lines on those emails about like what people are asking for in terms of like free content versus paid content. But you want to find out what your audience wants. And that's why I'm a huge fan of building an audience. I believe it's easier to build an audience and then offer them what they want than it is to try and create an offer that you think your audience is going to want once you build it, okay? Once you kind of get clear on what people want, I always say test your offer and experiment. You know, business is, in a funny way, it's just a game. It's just an experiment, right? We don't know what's going to work. People ask me all the time, is this going to work, Zach? And I say, I don't know, but let's try it. And whether it's my advertising or my offers, I'm looking at that all the same way. It's just a big experiment. So try different offers. Maybe you first try one-on-one coaching, or maybe you first try a low ticket offer, or maybe you first try a course, or maybe you first try a group coaching program. There's nothing inherently wrong with any of those. What I will tell you is, for me personally, when I work with clients, I like to start lower ticket and then increase my prices over time. There's no right or wrong though. And I always want to mention that, right? Some people want to go right into a $300 product. Some people want to go right into a $3,000 product. There's no right or wrong. Both work, okay? What's really important to understand is that you can do whatever you want as long as you're curating an experience that people can get behind the price tag, right? So what I mean by that is like, a lot of people are new to the online space, and this is no judgment, it's just an observation, and they charge like $3,000 because they had a mentor do that, but they don't have a $3,000 backend. They don't have the infrastructure. They don't have the processes yet. They don't have the team yet to support a $3,000 program. And so I like to start with low ticket, and here's why. Number one, it's easier to test, right? It's much easier to get somebody to invest, say, $25, $35, $47 with you than it is to sell a $3,000 product, right? It requires less lifting. It's more easy for people to say yes. I like to start with low ticket because it's easier to test. The second thing is, there's less pressure and content to create, right? If you want to build your 1997 Mac Daddy course, there's a lot of pressure around building that. What does it look like? What does it contain? Where are you going to host it? All these things come up. And yes, some of those questions still exist low ticket. But really what I'm getting at is you don't have to build this massive thing to start selling, right? The other thing is that it's easier, in my opinion, to promote a low ticket offer because you can do all kinds of things with it. You can pre-sell it. You can put it as a tripwire, meaning when somebody opts in, it automatically offers that to them. You can set up simple retargeting ads for people going to the tripwire page. It's so easy to promote a low ticket product that I love to start with them. And so if you're listening to this and you're like, wow, Zach, you're making it sound so simple to do low ticket, but there's so many moving parts. I won't disagree with you. There are a lot of moving parts with any offer, but I like to start low ticket. And if you're listening to this going, that sounds great, but what are the intricacies? How do I do this? How do I create, map, sell, grow, promote a low ticket offer? We do teach inside of our membership. We have the Low Ticket Laboratory, which is like a 2-day event that I hosted live that's now inside the membership. And it's essentially how to build your low ticket offer. It's like how to figure out what to offer, how to map it, how to build your sales page, how to write your pre-sale emails, how to launch it, how to sell it. Like everything you need to know is inside our membership. I'll link that up in the show notes, or you can go to join.notyouraveragemembership.com. So it's join, J-O-I-N, .notyouraveragemembership.com. Our membership is called Not Your Average Membership. So if you're like loving this idea of low ticket, it's $67 a month to join our membership. You get instant access to the Low Ticket Laboratory and you can check it out if that's something you'd be interested in. Okay. So once you have your offers working, there's a couple different paths you can go, right? So just to kind of continue the conversation, right? So like your audience is kind of growing. Maybe you now have found like a good low ticket offer. The next step in the process, there's three options, okay? Option one is create more offers. I work with clients who have multiple low-ticket offers, mid-ticket offers, high-ticket offers. I have a friend who runs a really profitable seven-figure business with like, I think they have over 12 different offers. Now, I'm not saying that that's the way to do it. Remember, I mentioned earlier, there's no right or wrong. There's just options, right? And it's about determining what option makes the most sense for you. But the first option is you could add more offers, right? So like, for example, you may do, I'm just going to use my own business as an example. I might do a Facebook ads course. And then people are like, this is great. My ads are working. How do I, you know, create my perfect freebie so that my ads do better? And I could do like a course on freebies, right? Maybe not the best example, but you get the gist. I could create an ancillary or connected course where I'm still in my niche, but I'm making additional offers. The second option is to charge more and expand your offers, right? So like I could take my Facebook ads like low ticket offer and I could turn it into like a full-blown group coaching program or a 6-week training, right? So that could work really well. The other thing you can do is just keep doing what's working. And I know that this is the hardest one for us as entrepreneurs, because I think we're creatives at heart and we want to like always be trying something new, but you could just do more of what works. So if you have a low ticket offer that works great and it's selling on your list building and it's selling via emails and automation, just do more, grow the list more, put more into ads, right? So it's kind of like that scale up factor. And I think that that really intertwines with this next step, which is automation. Right? So again, we have those four core pieces: grow, offer, automate, optimize. And so the next step would be like automate. What can you automate to make this more efficient? And for us, we always start by automating our email marketing. So when someone joins our list, we start really simply with like a 5-email sequence on all new offers. But over time, we try to expand that to at least 10 to 14 days. So when someone joins my email list from my list building ads that are always running, they're going to go through a 10 to 14 day email sequence that's basically going to encourage them to buy a product, right? And that is like a simple email marketing flow. We also set up funnels. And just to clarify, like I consider that an email funnel. But when I say like funnels, I'm talking about all the elements that go into it and the things that we're doing inside and outside of email. So for example, when I build a full funnel, I'm also talking about like optimizing the sales page. I'm talking about making sure that the checkout process is good, adding cart abandon sequences. I'm putting all of that into play so that I can see what is working well, right? So I'm going to start building out additional funnels. That also includes my like retargeting advertising. So everything that I do is like, I want it to make sense for automating the offer. And then once I have like my emails in place, my funnels in place, simple retargeting, then I may do ads and scalability testing. And that sounds really complicated, but really what it is just saying, I'm going to put more into ads that aren't just lead generation. I might start adding ads directly to my low ticket sales pages. I might do, a promotion, but basically I'm going to test how can I scale this thing up, right? And that kind of comes back to that first thing we talked about, which is growing the audience. Like once you set up the email marketing, the funnels, and the ads, you can also say, what can I do to amplify my audience so that it grows faster? And ultimately, because of my solid tested offers and my automation, I know that if I do that, I'm going to see more sales, right? So it gets to this point where these three things kind of work together to ultimately say, if I'm growing the audience, I'm making more offers because of my automation, and I'm going to make more revenue, right? So that's a really cool little thing that you can do. Once you have all that working, once you feel like my audience is growing, my offers are good, maybe you're making more offers, maybe you're not, that's okay. There's no right or wrong. There simply is what you're doing. But once you have all that going, then the last step is what I call optimize and scale. And this is where, first things first, this is where I might layer in a launch. Even though that's not like optimization, launches let you scale. And we're not necessarily, I wouldn't say like a launch dependent business, but we know that our quarterly launches are going to bring in great revenue for our business. So we do them, right? We have good automation in place. We have, for the past 33 days, we've made a sale every single day in our business. But we also know that when we launch, we're going to make more sales in a short period of time. So this is the phase where I might start launching. I might start scaling up. I might start offering a higher ticket offer, right? And the second thing that I always say in this phase is get experimental, right? We are kind of in this phase with our membership and our low ticket, the ads bootcamp offer. And so what we are doing is like, we're doing like a 30-day Instagram challenge experiment. And so if you go over to Instagram, again, I'll link it up in the show notes, but it's at Zach Spuckler, Zach. And then my last name is Spuckler, Spuckler. We're doing a 30-day challenge over on Instagram. And what I'm doing is every day of the challenge, I'm posting what's happening, right? I'm posting how things are going. So I'm posting an update every single day on what we're doing to get 100 people in our membership in 30 days. So I'm doing like this real-time marketing experiment, right? And it's going pretty well. I'm excited about it. I think it's great. So that's something that I wouldn't traditionally do, and it might not necessarily be scalable, but it's that optimization part where it's like, I'm just trying and experimenting with new things. So if you want to see our 30-day experiment, you can check it out. And then the other thing that I'll say about this piece is try other things, right? So like one thing that we're doing is we're in this phase. So now we have done a ton with Facebook ads. Huge fan of Facebook ads. We're starting to experiment with Google retargeting ads. So you can, at this point, start to experiment with other traffic sources. You could try Google ads. You could try to scale up your SEO, your search engine optimization, getting more organic traffic from Google, right? You could consider JVs or affiliates, joint ventures or affiliate partners. Because at this point, you now have it where you're kind of starting to see what's working. And if you bring in these outside traffic sources, you're going to have the opportunity to make the most of them. And so that's why you might be like, well, I want affiliate partners sooner, or I want to try Google ads sooner. And I'm not saying you can't. Again, remember, I said this earlier, there's no right or wrong. There's only trying, and it's all about experimentation. But my thing is like, I really want to dial in my audience, my offer, and my automation so that when I go into this experimental stuff, I know that even if the experiment flops, even if we don't see crazy good results, we still know that our traffic is going to be optimized. We still know that everything we put out there is going to have the best possible experience for people, right? So let me do a quick recap on the entire episode, okay? And I hope that this has been helpful. But essentially, you've got like four things to focus on for overall business growth that you can stack. So grow your audience, make your offers, optimize, or I'm sorry, let me try that again. Grow your audience, make your offers, automate and then optimize. So if you don't have an audience, think about organic marketing, think about content creation, think about nurturing, consider that lead generation bootcamp. Once you have that audience, ask them what they want, test different offers, experiment. I like to start low ticket and go higher, but there's no right or wrong. They're simply creating offers that have value. Once you've got offers that are working, you can add more offers, you can charge more for your offers and expand on them, or you can just keep doing what's been working. Once you've got that dialed in, you want to automate. So email marketing, funnels, ads, testing to see if you can scale things up. And then once you feel like you're getting things to start to scale, then you get to have fun. Optimize the process, update your sales pages, work on making all your conversion rates a little better. Get experimental. We're doing that 30-day Instagram challenge. Run ads and explore different traffic sources, SEO, Google, joint ventures. And there you have it. That's kind of a primer, if you will, on where to focus in your business next. So I hope this has been really helpful. As always, if you enjoyed the show, I love hearing from you over on Instagram. I'm at Zach Spuckler, but I also love hearing from you guys over on iTunes. We're trying to get some more reviews over there. And if you want to leave us a review, we would super appreciate it. I don't think it's called iTunes anymore though. It's now like Apple Podcast. But if you want to leave us a review on Apple Podcast, or if you're listening on Spotify, we appreciate reviews there too. And we will link everything up in the show notes. So if you want to link to anything, I've mentioned a few different things in this episode, but you can head over to heartsoulhustle.com/NYAP078. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/NYAP078 for Not Your Average Podcast, episode number 78. We'll have everything linked up over there in the show notes for you. We'll also have a complete transcript of the episode for you to check out. I hope you got massive value today. You know, this is something that we get asked a lot about, and my goal was just to put something together that supports you. So if you enjoyed it, let me know. And I hope you have an incredible weekend or week, depending on when you're listening. So that's it. That is growth stacking and building consistency in your business. I hope you enjoyed. And until next time, stay not so average.